This is the UCLA Mindful Weekly Meditation, recorded at the Hammer Museum. Each week, Diana Winston, Dr. Allison Pimentel, or one of the UCLA Mindful teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome, everyone. My name is Mitra Menesh. For those of you that I haven't met yet, I am one of the teachers at UCLA Mindful. Let us start by arriving in this moment, in this place, and taking a few deep and conscious breaths together. Allowing your body to meet this moment. And you may help it by putting your hands on your shoulder, I think blades they're called. You know, the blades just above your rib cage and under your throat. And just put your hands cross. For those of you who are only seeing or hearing the audio, just placing your hands on those blades. Feeling your hands on your body. And allowing your breath to also arrive in this moment, feeling your breath in your belly. Reminding yourself that you have nothing to do and nowhere to go for the next 30 minutes. I promise to get you out of here on time. So allow me to be your timekeeper and you the practitioner. So as your hands are warmly or neutrally placed on your blades, I want you to very slowly and gently to start tapping very gently and slowly. And this is one of the ways we can settle our body. Just like that's what we do with babies. It's like, all is well. Don't worry. I'm here. Sorry, I meant the blades above your rib cage, not your shoulders. Maybe I said it wrong. So some of you are putting your hand on your shoulders. This is just the cage. Yes, the rib that those bones right above your rib cage. Breathing gently and slowly. And tapping yourself into calm and to consciousness. And you may just notice if that did anything for you. If it did, you can always do it. If it didn't, you know, you don't have to practice it. And when you're done, you may place now your hands on your lap. Again, feeling the sensation of touch, your hands reassuring your body that all is well in this moment. So, welcome everyone online today to Hammer UCLA Mindful Meditation. And I'm going to start the session by a short story, and then we're going to do a guided practice around that. When I was a child, my brother and I used to watch movies together and be allowed to go to see movies together. My brother loved exciting adventure kind of movies, but I really disliked violent movies, and usually they went together. If it was exciting and action oriented, had some kind of violence. So forever we were always negotiating what movies to see. However, I was okay with seeing 007 James Bond movies. And I don't know if any of you remember the original one. I think it started in the 60s, and they used to have one new movie every year. So I was okay with that. But anything else with action, which meant violence, I was not okay. So one day, my brother, frustrated with not being able to convince me to go with him, he asked me, "What is the difference between 007 movie and this movie? They're both violent." I didn't have a good answer, and I thought, "I don't know." A day later, I went back to him. I said, "Oh, I know. 007 movies, no matter what happened, the main character, the lead character, would be safe, would be okay." And I don't know if you remember the original one. Some of the scenes were like really, really dangerous. Like he was being hung upside down, and underneath was like snakes and lions. And it was really dramatic. But I was okay because I knew James Bond will be okay. And for me, that was something that was reassuring, and I could handle whatever level of violence was there. So walk with me about 20 something years later. I'm living in Australia. I'm going through a really rough time. And a friend of mine, a girlfriend of mine, was staying with me. And she was observing how I was working with my difficulties. And one day she asked me, she said, "Mitra, are you always this certain and this calm when you go through troubled times?" And I laughed and I said, "No, only when I feel like I'm a 007 of my life." And she said, "What?" I said, "Like 007. I thought big Australian, she surely had seen the movies." She was puzzled. And anyways, I said, "Like 007, the way he walked through all these adventures of his life, I feel like I will be okay. So I can go through these things easily." And she said, "Does that happen all the time?" I said, "No. It only happens when I feel connected to the source." Of course, James Bond was connected, 007 was connected to MI6, which is the intelligence service of in Britain. But I felt like there was somebody had my back. I was fine. I was connected. I was supported. And that answer that I gave to my friend stayed with me. Every time I go through difficult times, and life gives me a lot of practice in that area, I remind myself that all I need to do is sit in meditation, connect to the source, and remember that I will be fine, as I have been many, many times. So this is very interesting, because when I say that, what comes to mind is that, like, oh, this, like, protected person that never has a rough time. If you remember the movies, in fact, 007 was often in trouble. So the danger, the fear, the difficulties didn't go away. It's that he walked through it with a feeling and certainty that allowed him to be okay. So that was my story, and I want to start the practice for you and guide you through a 007 practice and see how that works. So let us bring our body into a more comfortable place, whatever that means to your body. For me, it means more awareness and alertness of the body. If it serves you, please close your eyes or bring your gaze down. And let your body settle into the surface that you're sitting or lying on. Do it without any effort. Relaxing and releasing any tension that you may find in your body. If you need to move any part of your body to get a little bit more comfort, maybe your neck. Just allow that to naturally and easefully happen. And take a moment to notice and find your breath in your body. You don't need to change it. I just want you to find your breath in your body and, like a good friend, follow your breath in your body. Just noticing how it moves in through your nostrils, goes through your throat, your chest, and deep down into your belly. And then comes back the same way. Now, gently bring to your awareness a part of your life that might be challenging for you right now. Or if you're lucky enough not to have any of those today, then just bring the memory of the last medium size challenge that you were facing. It doesn't need to be. In fact, it's not helpful to bring the biggest one because this is not the right space for it. Let yourself see it very clearly. And notice where you are as it pertains to this challenge in your life. Observe yourself like a kind friend and notice how you're moving through it. Don't judge it. Just observe it. Is there tension? Bracing? Is there fear, control? want you to really, really see it as is and as you are. Now, I want you to imagine that something shifts. It's like a movie. Another scene. Same characters. And that something is not the event or the challenge, but it's you. You're shifting. Imagine that you are the 007 of your life in this moment. Just give yourself a role, a character. We're always playing a role anyways, and today we're doing it intentionally. So as the 007 of your life, you're not immune to danger or any difficulty that you're facing. You're just connected to something steady underneath this difficulty. Just the way we know 007 would be okay. I want you to reassure yourself that you will be okay. You got this. You can handle it. Use your imagination and really go deep into this role of being the 007 of your life. You're connected, you're supported, and the connection is your choice where you want to be connected to. I choose the source. It's the most reliable for me, but you pick yours. The difficulty is still there. It hasn't changed. But you are navigating it in a different way. Just check in with yourself and see what does that connection feel like in your body? How does your body feel differently when you feel a sense of connection to something steady, to something that it's bigger than your fear, that it's bigger than your practiced historical and sometimes historical way of dealing with these things? How do you breathe differently when you feel connected? How do you experience your chest differently, your back, your neck? How does feeling of even imagination of connection affect your body? Now, from that place of connection, and from where your body probably is more settled, I want you to now look again at the situation that you brought to your awareness. From this place, and as the 007 of your life, in that role, what might you do differently? Not because the challenge is gone, but because you trust that you will be okay. And that eventually all is well. This is just a playful guided meditation that we're doing. You don't need to take it too seriously or get too analytical about it. How would you see the situation differently? Not because the challenge is gone, but because you're trusting you. Would you say or do something that you've been holding back? Would you perhaps stop bracing for an outcome that you can't control? Would you be able to simply stay in this situation without wanting to fix it right in this moment? Would you be able to perhaps accept something that you haven't accepted? There is no right answer. I just want you to notice what arises when you imagine acting from connection instead of from fear. Now, I want to give you a little bit of time in silence to actually make your own 007 movie around the subject, using your imagination. That you know the end of the movie and you know eventually all as well. And you're just going back now to watch the scenes, but with a different knowing, with a different command and certainty, and definitely with a different kind of connection. Go ahead, be the writer, the director, and the actor of this movie, which we already are every day, but this one with a bit of playfulness. That wasn't me. Now, very gently bring with yourself whatever you created in this meditation. Walk back into this realm, into your body. Feel your body on the seat again. And remind yourself that you don't need to have resolved anything, but just practiced showing up in relationship with it in a different way. So let us take a deep breath together. Bring your gift and souvenir from this practice with you. And open your eyes when you're ready. So that was my 007 practice. You don't need a movie, villain, or real even danger to practice this. This is just an invitation for you to remember that when you're connected to the source or something larger than your fear, life feels and looks very differently. So may you have certainty in life and may you always be bigger than your fear. Thank you for practicing with me today. Thank you, everyone. Bye. Have a great day. See you next time.
Thanks for listening to the UCLA Mindful Weekly Meditation from the Hammer Museum. For more information about our classes, workshops, and retreats, please visit uclahealth.org/UCLA Mindful. Join us each week for a new session on mindfulness.